You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Another thing that's coming back is backpacks. ECBC has a Pegasus wheeled backpack, checkpoint-friendly fast pass system. It's specifically designed that you keep all your technical laptop, cell phones, everything in one compartment, and you lay it flat.
Okay.
It's protected. It keeps your power cords. So you just show the TSA inspector, there it is. You don't have to take everything out and stick it in a bin with your shoes and everything else.
Yeah.
And you don't have to unpack it. So it's a new little bag that's out there. It also has a portable power pack for when you have to recharge something.
Well, that's neat.
So, it has a padded pocket that can accommodate a 15-inch laptop, a phone pocket, a zippered water bottle holder, and it's like the cat's meow.
That's awesome.
That's coming out. Yeah, so that company, that is EC-BC.com, but that's a $400 bag.
Yeah, well,
but the kids are backpacking, this is the way to go.
Yeah, but if you're traveling a lot, you're going to use it a lot. That's the value proposition. If you're a business traveler and you're going to do it all the time, fine.
I'm
with you back on that. You were talking about carry-ons. I've traveled on some very low budget airlines that have paid for carry-ons, and that's quite a surprise. They really don't have it completely figured out.
No, but they're getting there.
What happened what's interesting is recently you get put in a zone that determines whether you are having a carry-on or not. So the gatekeeper is able to figure out whether you're walking on with a carry-on. But they don't know whether you go in and you stuff all your stuff in the overhead bin or whether you're putting it under your seat. They haven't figured that part out yet.
Well, this little laptop that I was telling you about has an expandable handle and has wheels.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to carry it on your back. You can tote it just like a little
neat
thing.
And
it's a phenomenal little friendly traveling bag. Yeah,
right.
So you got a combination of backpack, carry-on, everything all in one. And if you're doing just a couple of days trip and you need that to carry your electronic stuff, it's an ideal thing.
And welcome to the afternoon's design, Modern Design, Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Today we're going to be doing our interactive program. That is, we're going to be contacting people using our phone lines. It is now 2:04 and our phone lines are open and available. The phone number to call is 908-884-0770 or 908-237-0410 is our line in studio. If you want to reach me via texting, it's 908-884-0770. And if you want to email me, it's Cajun Maven, CajunMavin at AOL.com. And we'll read those as well. I got quite a bit of correspondence this week from my listeners and clients, and I'm going to pass them along to you and give you some great ideas and tips and things that I learned during the week, which I thought were kind of interesting. But I am going to start, as I always do at the beginning of the show, with the weather, because it looks like we're going to have some changes in the weather this afternoon. And the computer is telling me right now it is there are a few clouds in the sky, and it's currently 84 degrees, but very humid. Humidity is at 65%. Okay, it says this afternoon there's a 60% chance of heavy rain. Very humid out. I believe that's going to happen. Tonight there's a continued chance of heavy rain at 60% with a low of 69 degrees. On Thursday, there's a 30 to 50% chance of showers, then some heavy rain with a high of 80 degrees. On Thursday, there's a 50% chance of thunder showers with heavy rain. And then the weekend comes and it all turns around. It looks like Friday, we're going to be partly sunny with a high of 86. Saturday, mostly sunny, and Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 85. So it looks like we're going to have a beautiful weekend. Well, welcome again to Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. It's a show we've been doing just for a couple of weeks now. It was the brainchild of myself and a couple other people here, where we thought to make the show a little bit more interactive, even though we are a web-based show, and a lot of the questions I get do come via texts and emails. We also have an open phone line, and it, again, that phone line, if you'd like to call us, we are live for the next 45 minutes or so, and the number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. A little bit about myself. I'm an interior designer for the past 18 years. I have a shop located right here in Flemington within Rugs to Riches at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. That's 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, in the Kitchen Expo Plaza next to Ideal Tile. We have everything from accessories, dishes, unique gift ideas, small pieces of furniture, accessories, and of course, beautiful rugs. So come to visit me. Also, I do a series where I do go out and speak called Stump the Designer. And if you're looking to have someone come and speak on the state of modern design, what's in, what's trending, and ideas, it's a fun idea to do for things like a shower, for women's groups, for church groups, synagogues, things of that nature. I do a lot of talks at the 55 and over communities of how to decorate your new home with the Stump the Designer series. So if you'd want to contact my office to set up one of those, the phone number is 908-832-7050, 908-832-7050. All right, we're going to go ahead to questions. Phone lines are open. We'll see if we get some calls coming in. In the meanwhile, I had received this during the week, and this came from Mary Beth A. of Kenilworth, New Jersey. And it said, I need some new bedroom shades. What do you recommend for shades in a bedroom? Okay, this is probably different than I would answer in any other place of the room. Lately, I'm kind of really into solar shades. If you haven't seen them, they're kind of like a regular pull-down shade. They're very straight, and they have like a perforation to them. They come in a lot of colors and textures. They have a clean, minimal look. They're really nice looking. They're affordable. So I'm really into solar shades lately, but not for a bedroom. Typically, I like to do blackout shades in a bedroom. I think a bedroom should be dark and cool, especially in this time of year. So I would recommend that you would do something that looks like a Roman shade, a fabric shade. Have it be inside mounted. That's with inside the frame of the window. And I recommend that it be have a blackout panel on the back so that light doesn't come through when you sleep. Make sure that the shade is measured correctly so you don't have light coming in from the cracks and you'll be in good shape. So in that case, make sure that you request a blackout shade, something that I do sell at Maven Hill. And if you want to reach me, it's 908-884-0770. And we really had to come out. We do appointments for shades and blinds 6 days a week. The next question came to me also this week from Rena P. of Bridgewater, New Jersey. And she asked me, can vinyl siding be painted? Apparently, they purchased a house that already has vinyl siding. And the siding is in good shape, but she just hates the color. Doesn't say what the color is here. Yes, in fact, vinyl siding can be painted. Typically, the reason people put up vinyl siding is so that it's maintenance-free. Nothing's actually totally maintenance-free. I mean, there's power washing that needs to be done with vinyl siding, especially after the winter we've had. But in fact, vinyl siding can be painted. In the recent years, they've formulated paint that molecularly attaches itself to plastics. And that's what vinyl is. It's plastic. So if you have purchased a perfect purple house and I want to make that a nice white or cream or tan house, you can do that now with paints that are specially formulated. I would go to your local paint purveyor and see what they recommend for a formulation, or bring a piece of the siding with you and then pick a color that will work well for you. So I wish you well with that as well. The next question comes to me. This was a text I received this morning from Gina M. of Bedminster, New Jersey. And it asked me, can I recommend some deer-resistant plants? Well, nothing is completely deer-proof, but you did say deer-resistant. Right now, there's a lot of young fawns out. In fact, I see them up the drive all the time, the little baby deer, and they will just eat anything. There's no fear, and they're examining everything. So if you get one of those, you're in trouble. Often what they'll do is that if you have a pot, they'll sort of bite them and then throw them out of the pot, and you'll see them all over the ground, and they don't actually eat them, but they do disruption. That being said, we want to be as proactive as possible to plan things that deer don't like, and typically deer don't like things that have a strong odor. They don't like herbs, and they don't like things that are very sharp or pointy against their nose. So some of the plants that I've had a lot of success with, both in my own home and with my clients, are things like Russian sage, which is an herb that gives you a beautiful purple flower. It's a little bit sticky, and it's got a very strong sage, herby kind of smell, and the deer seem to stay away from it. It's there for the lion's share of the summer, and it's stalky and purple and kind of looks like lavender. It's actually quite nice. Coreopsis is another one that the deer stay away from, particularly moonbeam coreopsis, which is more of a pale yellow flower, and it pairs nicely with Russian sage. Those two do very well in our climate with the deer. Boxwoods. Boxwoods kind of have that funny smell to them as well. And boxwoods, unless they're very small and tender, boxwoods do pretty well. Butterfly bushes, if you're familiar with that, Buddleia, it's also called, is another bush that does very well with deer. You can get it in a variety of colors. Mostly you see it in purples or whites, and it ties into a nice color. Irises are also pretty much deer-proof. I've had irises for years and years. They don't last very long, but when they're out, they're gorgeous, and the deer don't seem to touch them. So those are some basic plantings that I've done really well with, and I've recommended to my clients. Again, nothing is completely deer-proof, but it's kind of nice to know that you can, if you're going to put money into your home, that the deer are not going to destroy it. All right, my next, this was actually a call I got during the week from a new client. His name is Colin P., and he's in Bridgewater, New Jersey. And he writes, I have to change my gutters. Are there any new inventions in gutters? Okay, well, it's funny because ironically, I'm having my gutters cleaned today because they were growing their own deer-resistant plants in them. But that being said, not that I know of, I put up a lot of gutters recently. The gutter guard has been around for a long time, and they've improved it a little bit, that the holes are a little bit smaller so that the water can pass through, but the leaves don't get trapped in it. So gutter guard has been around for a long time, and they've done a better job with that. But that's the, to my knowledge, that is the only innovation that I've seen in gutters. There are beautiful gutters out there. There are options. My neighbors just went and purchased actual copper gutters on their house, and it was amazing to me how they oxidized so quickly and went from a beautiful shade, like a new penny, to sort of a greenish cast, and it really looks nice against a white house. So if you have the money to invest in something like that, you should go take a look at what that looks like. It really brings a lot to the table. Okay, well, we're up to our first set of commercials. And we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hidean Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hidean Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hidean Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. As I said, Modern Design 2 is a little bit more different than our original show. We do our shows every Wednesday. The first show is from 10 to 11, and that's where I interview somebody else in the interior design world. And we talk teaching you what's trending, what's hot, what you can do to improve your home, resources, deals, things that you can get for a good price. I teach you all about modern design in the New Jersey market. This show, Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas, is a little bit more interactive. I do collect data via my own experiences during the week, but also through social media, through Facebook and Twitter, and through my email. And then we have a live line here on the air, and people usually call in and with their design dilemmas. A lot of them have to do with staging or getting their house ready for sale, but there are other things that that do affect them related to design. So it is now 2:19. Our phone lines are open and available if you'd like to call me here. I will be here until 2:58 Eastern Standard Time at 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. In the meanwhile, I did get this email from Ellen H. in Somerville, New Jersey. And it says here that Ellen has a Victorian house. And basically, it's only one color with one color shutters. And she writes here, I have read that Victorians are often multiple colors. Should I add more colors to my home? Well, that's a matter of personal opinion. One of the reasons that Victorians typically have a color scheme of more than two colors is because there's so much gingerbread or detail on it. And in times past, it was made bright colors to show off the artistry that was done and to highlight the artistry. So typically, you'd see Victorians with purples and lilacs and reds and lots of different colors, and it would really showcase the features of the home, the gingerbread of the home. So yeah, I think that's kind of very celebratory. It doesn't have to be. I've seen Victorians that have been different shades of taupes and tans and browns, and that looks very nice too, but there's a variety of shades. Or, you know, you want to go to maybe something that's a little brighter, maybe just one shade that's a little bit bright as an accent, and then stay with a nice color scheme. But I think it's kind of a nice one that Victorians are painted out and return to their original glory. Okay, the next one is a text that I got in, and this is from Len T., and he's from Trenton, New Jersey. And it says, he writes here, how can I bring more light into my foyer? And Okay, let's see what he has here. Oh, there was an attachment with this one. Okay, so what Len seems to have is a door that has no side lights or a transom on top, and then there's no windows in the door. So it is quite dark, actually, and it looks like it has a low ceiling. A couple things you can do to bring light into a space is, although I'm not a terrific fan of this, in this case, I might want to add a full glass panel storm door to the front, because what you could do during the day is make sure that that has a lock and have your door be open, and that will serve to add light in during the day because you'll have that full glass panel storm door. Just make sure that it's locked, because that'll be sort of act as your front door, if you will. And that's one of the least expensive ways to do it. The second thing is to replace your existing door and replace it with a door that has some sort of inset glass. At a minimum, maybe just at the top, or perhaps more glass than that. But adding glass to your existing door will certainly add some light to that space. Also, increasing your lights in the room. It looks like there's just a foyer fixture there. You might want to add some recessed lights, some cans to the space, and bring in some artificial light as well. So that's some ways that you can certainly add some light to your space. And I wish you well with your project. The next correspondence I got was from Lena R., and she's in Sayreville, New Jersey. And she wrote to me saying, we are turning a spare bedroom into a dining room and want to know what we can do to make it look more like a dining room. All right, well, that's easy. I actually did that in a Cape a number of years ago. Sometimes after a Cape, you'll have a series of small bedrooms. And this one was right next to the Eden kitchen. There was a bedroom there. And once one of the children left, the wife wanted a formal dining room. So what we did was we pulled out the wall-to-wall carpeting and exposed the hardwood floors that were in the hallway and other parts of the house, so it felt a little bit more formal. We put in some new baseboard molding that was thicker and more dressed up. We added a chair rail to the space, and we added some crown molding. We then took out the flush mount fixture that was in the center of the room and dropped a light fixture, a chandelier in the space, and put a medallion around it, a simple medallion, but around it, and dressed it up a little bit. So that kind of gave us a base. There was two windows in the room. We decided to dress them with some panel drapes. We took the rods, the drapery hardware, to the ceiling to make it a little bit more formal, and put panel drapes on either side of the window. We didn't have to really do any under treatment because it's now a dining room. It's not really a bedroom, so we didn't need any blinds. So the blinds came off the window. The next thing we did is we put an area rug into the space, something that was very patterned and would work well in the in a dining room situation because people will be eating, so you want to hide stains. We went out and bought a new dining table, a dark dining table with some chairs that were a fabric chair, and we did different chairs on the ends than we did on the sides, so they corresponded fabric-wise, but they were a little bit more dressed up on the ends. And then we had room for a sideboard. We put a very thin sideboard on one side with a mirror above it and then some buffet lamps. And voila, you had a dining room. It really, its location to the kitchen was ideal. We weren't able to, because we would lose too much cabinet space, we weren't able to break through the wall, but the kitchen was right next to this first bedroom. But now it certainly became a dining room and looked like as if it had been a dining room all along. So don't feel that when you buy a house and it's set up a certain way, don't feel that you're trapped in that. Sometimes floor plans don't work for the next inhabitants of a home. And look at it with an open mind when you purchase a home. Think of what you can make it and what would work well for you. So I hope that works well for you, Lena. The next text that I got was from Elizabeth R. in Somerset, New Jersey. And looks like she's in one of the Quellbrook communities. And she writes, where do I go for some new furniture? So many furniture stores. Yeah, I'm hearing this again. So many furniture stores in the area have gone out of business. What's available and in my area? Okay, well, if you're in Somerset, New Jersey, there are a couple of ways to go. If you head out to the highway, Route 22, One of the ones I recommend quite often is Bassett Furniture, and they're in Greenbrook. Actually, the mailing address is Dunn Allen, but they're actually in Greenbrook, New Jersey, on 22 on the eastbound side. I find their quality very good. I deal with Connie over at Bassett. You could always ask for her. And they have quite a variety of furniture. The showroom is not overwhelming, but it does have a lot. There's a fabric room, so you can pick your fabrics. One of the things they have is a custom program where you can alter if you like something, but you want to change the legs on it, or you want to change the feet or the arms on a piece of furniture, you can do that. And basically, it's sort of semi-custom furniture in about 30 days. So that's a good resource. Their pricing is moderate, but the quality is quite good. And all the furniture is made in the U.S., so that's nice. If you're looking for more formal furniture up the hill in Watchung, New Jersey, I found recently that Valley Furniture has reopened, which is nice, and that's been there for a long time. They carry a Schiffman mattresses, a really high-quality mattress that's also made in New Jersey and Newark. They make quality mattresses, but there's also furniture reopened. I would check that out as an option for more formal furniture. And the Ethan Allen Galleries, both in Bridgewater and Watchung, are quite nice. If you haven't been to Ethan Allen in a while, they really should check it out. They've changed their style significantly. They're a little bit more transitional to actually contemporary. And they have a younger, hipper vibe and really do a nice job as well as far as the quality. I recently ordered some tables, coffee table and end tables for a client, and they were nice and solid when I got them. You could tell that it was quality furniture. So I would start with probably those three. They're right in your area near Somerset and in the same geographic area, and let me know how you make out. Okay, we'll take one more call, and then we have to go to news and weather. This is from Tara H. in Highland Park, New Jersey. And she writes, my front porch has no curb appeal. What can I do to make it look better? I printed this, actually. This was an email. And her front porch is just empty. There's nothing wrong with that, but there's nothing on it. Well, kind of a no-brainer, but I'll give you some ideas besides adding some furniture. The first thing I would do, and I've done this a lot, is I like the detail of beadboard on the ceiling, the inside ceiling of a porch. So I always add inexpensive beadboard to that space. That's that board that has the lines in it. And then I like to paint it out in a very pale color. And regardless of what color the house is, I like a very pale blue that kind of looks like a sky. So when you're sitting there in your rockers, which is the next thing I would probably recommend, or bench, I would do that and paint out the wainscoting in the inner ceiling in a pale blue. Then I'd add some rockers to your space, which are always nice, and add some character with some great pillows on that, outdoor fabric only, and some small tables so that you can stage some things or have a glass of iced tea, have a place to put it. And pots are essential. I'd pick a color scheme and get some great pots that you can plant out. And before you know it, you're going to have great curb appeal in your space. And I think you'll be hanging out on in Highland Park on your front porch. Okay, we're just about at 2:30, and we're going to go to news. And I'll be back shortly with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas.
Trading is halted at the New York Stock Exchange because of a technical issue. It happened around 11:30 Eastern Time. Meanwhile, the Dow is down more than 200 points. Greek banks have enough cash until the end of the week, and there is also a cap on what Greeks can withdraw daily from their accounts.
We have a 60 euro limit.
That was Jason Manolopoulos, a banking analyst. 60 euros is about 66 U.S. dollars. The head of France's central bank says there will be chaos if Greece doesn't strike a deal with its creditors by Sunday. Federal law enforcement officials are pressing their concerns about encryption before Congress.
We are moving inexorably to a place where all of our lives, all of our papers and effects, all of our communications will be covered by universal strong encryption. And that is a world that in some ways is wonderful and in some ways has serious public safety ramifications.
That was FBI Director James Comey testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders, here to talk about the Mighty Shark. My $5 fill-up with chicken tenders and all-new FLG sauce will have you wishing you had extra rows of teeth to rip your prey to shreds. And my mashed potatoes are so rich, you'll want to swim through them. So stop into any of my restaurants, which are located inland and far from the shallow coastal waters where most shark attacks occur, and have a $5 fill-up with us. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Offer includes three tenders, side biscuit, cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
Secretary of State John Kerry is staying at the Iran nuclear talks, and so is the Iranian foreign minister. But officials have already left from other countries, and there are reportedly still 10 issues that the sides are far apart on. Iran wants a lifting of sanctions in exchange for a promise to curb their nuclear program.
If Iran developed a nuclear capability, I fear they would share it with a terrorist group and it would come here. When they say death to Israel, death to America, I don't believe they're kidding.
That was South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. A federal judge has ordered the Patent and Trademark Office to cancel registration of the Washington Redskins trademark, ruling the team name may be disparaging to Native Americans. The judge says that the organization is still free to use the name if it wishes, but they will lose some legal protections. The team argues the cancellation of its trademark infringes on its free speech rights because it's required the government to judge whether the name is offensive. The Redskins can appeal. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
United flights in the U.S. have resumed after being grounded this morning due to computer problems. It is the second time in 2 months the carrier has been hit by major technical issues. More SUVs are being recalled. AP correspondent Rita Foley has the list.
The recalls involve Hummers and Range Rovers. Thousands of Hummers are being recalled because some ventilation controls can overheat. These are 2006 through 2010 Hummer H3s and the 2009 and 2010 H3T. Separately, some late model Range Rover and Range Rover Sport SUVs are being recalled because the doors may not close securely. I'm Rita Foley.
The House in South Carolina is debating on the removal of the Confederate flag today from Capitol grounds. Yesterday, the Senate approved it. If the House lawmakers go with the Senate bill, the flag could be removed by the end of the week. Federal investigators and local authorities have been combing through a wide rural area of South Carolina as they try to determine what caused an F-16 fighter jet to slam into a small plane yesterday, killing the plane's pilot and passenger. Debris from the collision is scattered over a broad area about 20 miles northwest of Charleston, but there are no reports of any residents hurt or homes damaged. Police are warning about the dangers of a cell phone case that is shaped like a handgun, saying it could be mistaken for the real thing. Senator Charles Schumer of New York is urging online retailers to stop selling it because it lacks a required orange marking that identifies it as harmless. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we are back with Modern Design, Two Design Dilemmas. If you're just tuning in for the first time, my name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer and home stager. I've been in the industry for over 18 years now. I publish a blog, if you go on the internet, called The Color Guru, where I post some of my views and life experiences as an interior designer. I host Modern Design, which is a show every week on Wednesday where I interview people in the industry and give you tips on home fashions and what you do to make your house better. And then I host this show, the interactive show, where you can call in directly and pick my brain and ask my questions. I do have a nice store located in Flemington, 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey, and within Rugs to Riches. It's at the Flemington Circle. I share my space, again, with Rugs to Riches, and we have all sorts of designer accessories, mirrors, beautiful artwork. I'm featuring currently the artwork of John Schmidtberger, who has the SFA gallery. He was my guest earlier this morning in Frenchtown. So if you're looking for a piece of art, lamps, decorative accessories, charger plates, unusual gifts, it's a great resource to go. I also do talks. I go out to local businesses. I go out to organizations, and we'll talk on design and have a series called Stump the Designer. If you'd like me to come in and give a talk on modern design, it's kind of a neat thing to do as a theme event for a party or for a group, social group, women's club, 55 and over club, that type of thing. It's kind of a nice thing to do as well. Also, gift certificates. I sell a lot of gift certificates. What could be better for someone having a new home, purchasing a new home, than a gift certificate to Maven Hill Designs, and have me come out and give them some ideas on what to do. Okay, well, our phone lines are open. It's now 2:36 in the afternoon. We have about 20 minutes left. I do have quite a bit to read here. I've gotten texts in during the break of people asking me design questions, so I'm going to read some of those shortly. But our phone lines are open. They are 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. You want to continue to send texts to me. My number for texting is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. And finally, if you'd like to email me, it's cajunmaven@aol.com, cajunmavin@aol.com. Okay, text that I got during the break is from Jeff G. in Reddington, New Jersey. And Jeff texted over to me, "I am turning my office into a nursery. We're expecting our first child." That doesn't say that he's, I'm sure he's happy about the baby, but giving up his office is probably not that exciting. But, or maybe relocating it to the basement or somewhere else in the house. Any suggestions on how to make it look less like a office and more like a nursery? Well, a couple things you can do. If the walls are relatively plain, I always think that molding and trim make the world of difference. It makes things appear as if they were created for the purpose that you are going to do, not the purpose they were originally intended for. So one of the things that I think is good for a nursery is to put some molding and beadboard on the walls. One of the problems you have with a baby is that it can be quite messy, and I kind of like for a baby's room to have some wainscoting that goes maybe, or beadboard that goes 3/4 way up the wall. So most of it is a white painted beadboard, whether it be a boy or a girl, and that's painted out in a trim painter, like a semi-gloss or at least an eggshell paint. So if there are spills or messes or what have you with a baby, you can just wipe it up. And then it just have the top third of the room painted out a color, and that's not necessarily has to be pink or blue. It could be, you know, a color that's neutral, and then have accessories that correspond when the baby comes. But just having sort of a rail, like sort of an art reel there is kind of nice at the top of the wainscoting. So you can put different things on there, and as the child grows and that's their bedroom and transitions, you can change what's on the shelf there, which is easy to do instead of putting holes in the wall. You know, a rocker is kind of a nice thing to get as a nursing chair. Panel drapes are always nice for the window to make it a little softer looking than when it was an office. And then if there's hardwood floors, an area rug could be nice and cozy in that space. And those are some of the things you can do to make it look appear more like a nursery. If you know the child's going to be a girl, I'm always partial to dropping like a little chandelier into the space, maybe with some shades on it, soften it, make it look a little feminine in that case. But in any case, those are some of the things you can do inexpensively and transition. Also with cribs, don't buy a crib that's a designated crib. They now have the cribs that go from crib to bed, and I'm seeing them all over the place, either in white or a dark wood finish. It's great because those cribs transition. They're a little bit more money, but you're not replacing the furniture as the child, blink your eyes and the child grows. So I would suggest getting one of those cribs that transitions into a twin bed as the child grows. Okay, the next call I got here earlier was from Walter S., and he's from Alpine, New Jersey. And he writes to me, I want to make my living room less formal. Anything that I can do to do that? And let's see. Oh, he did have a picture here. Let's open this up. And looks pretty formal. Okay. So one of the things that I would say is if there's money in the budget and you have formal furniture, well, in that case, I think you're going to have to make some changes. I would probably empty out the room, either donate the furniture, give it away, or, you know, relocate it to another space in the house. It looks like you have a camelback sofa there, and that's kind of formal, and wing chairs. So that does read quite formal. What I might do is go ahead and repaint the room, maybe more of an earth tone color than you have there. It looks quite formal. I'd probably take down the drapery panels, which also look kind of formal, and do some sort of a Roman shade or a solar shade, something that was a little bit more casual looking. I'd take the TV that you have, the large screen TV that looks like in your adjoining room, and I might put that in the living room. Make that a room that people go into and watch television. People go into the room where there's a big TV. Hate to say it, but that's the case. And I probably would change my furniture configuration to maybe two sofas in an L-shape configuration and a couple of casual chairs. Looks like that would fill the space probably the best, creating that sort of square U shape that faced but not only your fireplace but also the television. And I think with the right color palette and more casual fabrics, I think you can make that room certainly elegant but less formal and more used. That's a problem with living rooms. I see a lot of people that have older homes with living rooms. They're all crammed into the little room in the back, the sunroom that they make a family room, or the basement they make a family room, and nobody uses the biggest room in the house. Use those rooms. If they have too much ornamentation, take some of the ornamentation down and make the biggest room in your house the room that you use the most, for sure. So, Walter, I wish you well with that. Let me know how you make out. Okay, the next one I got was from Matt C., and he's in Basking Ridge, New Jersey. And Matt writes, I've always wanted a billiards room slash library in my house instead of a formal dining room. We never use the dining room. It just sits there empty. Well, I'll fight with you a little bit on this, but then I'll give you some great ideas. One is I really like formal dining room on holidays and so on. It's kind of nice to have a separate room that's kind of special. You can have your wedding china in there. You can set it up. It doesn't have to be foo-foo formal. It could just be a little bit dressed up and kind of special. If I had to choose between a formal living room and a formal dining room, I would just pick the dining room. Feed everybody in one special space. You're not in the kitchen where you're seeing all the mess. So I'm kind of in favor of keeping the dining room. But in fact, if you do want sort of a library or billiards room, one of the things that would do that is dark stain on the walls. That's something that I did my own. I happened to have a small, it was an office on the first floor, and I decided that I wanted a library. So what I did was panel the walls in a dark wood paneling, which did make the room darker, but it also made it masculine and kind of cozy. And then I put a tufted leather Chesterfield sofa into the space, and I really dressed the room to be more like a library. I added some bookshelves and changed out the window treatments to be dark wood blinds with valances. It just created the look of a library. A library is typically, or billiards room is typically a dark room with a lot of wood. So if you have wood coming from the baseboard and it's white, I'd probably stain it out a darker color or paint it a dark color and coordinate that with the walls to the ceiling and just make it masculine to drop some lighting in there, something very masculine looking. If you're going to bring in a billiards table, I'd probably get some sort of a light fixture, chandelier, a hanging fixture that would be appropriate on a long bar over the table, so you have some task lighting there. And quickly you could turn that dining room more into a billiards room, and hopefully you and your family will use the space. No sense in having square footage if you don't use it. All right, we are at 2:45 and we're up to commercial. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realty. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Design Dilemmas is our interactive show, and we get a variety of sources, mostly through social media, to interact with us here directly at the show. We do have a phone line, which is be open for another 10 minutes or so, and the phone line is 908-832-7050. Sorry, wrong number. That's my texting line. The number here is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. If you'd like to text me, the number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. And if you'd like to email me, it's CajunMaven@AOL.com. That's CajunMavin at AOL.com. I do go to social media constantly, as many of us in the country do. I go to Twitter and to Facebook, and I put things out there all the time. And you send me back quite a bit of feedback, which is terrific. And I then read them on the air and sort of take the temperature of what's out there. What are people working on in their homes? What are people doing when they come home? What are some of the challenges or dilemmas that people have and want some answers? And I hopefully try to answer that on the air for you and give you all resources or, you know, stimulate ideas to make your home better and your life better. Okay. The next question I got came from Lenny B., and he's in Bernardsville, New Jersey. And this is a question about a restaurant. And it says, I am redoing my pizzeria restaurant. Any suggestions on design? It's been very Mediterranean looking, and I want to do something a little bit more sophisticated. Well, that's a good question. I think that came up a couple of weeks ago with someone up in Madison who was doing like a luncheonette or something like that. Typically, a lot of the pizza shops that are also a restaurant have a problem. They have to be functional in the front because they have to have very good lighting because people are going in and out. They're bright. They usually have booths in the front. But often these restaurants have terrific food. They're BYOBs. And they have a back area, which is more of a restaurant with a waiter or waitress surface. And it's often that same kind of plasticky, bright lit space in the back. And then you kind of lose something with that. And the food can be terrific, but it's not comfortable. So I kind of might suggest that you do a couple things that make your space look a little bit more like a restaurant and a little bit less like a pizza shop. And one of the things is going with non-traditional pizza shop colors. I recently was at a shop and they did the whole thing in sort of smoky grays and black. And they baseboard the walls in very simple baseboard and a matte black finish. And then the top of the space was done in like a striated finish. It was a paint which kind of had like lines that went down like a faux finish. Very sophisticated. There were very sophisticated pictures on the wall that were done with dark black frames. And the tables were set in the back, but they were kind of modern looking. And they brought in some taupey brown colors with grays and black. So they didn't have the look of a traditional pizzeria. And it kind of was sophisticated. When you opened the entered the door, there was a linen drum fixture when you came in. So kind of a boutique-y kind of feel. And some of those natural earth tones were in the back. They were on the placemats. And you had the taupey browns, the earth tones, the gray and the black. And, you know, color can kind of set the pace for a space. And I think that's some of the things that you can do to make it look a little sophisticated, kind of give it a boutique look and really make it a Friday or Saturday night place to be. So I hope that works out well for you. I have done a number of restaurants, and I always like to throw something that's a little bit little unique in there because that gets people talking when they're out having dinner. Okay, the next question I got came from Ralph P., and he's in Hillsborough, New Jersey. And he asked me, what can I use on my sliding glass door to keep it covered? I currently have vertical blinds. I absolutely hate them. Well, this comes up all the time. I don't think there's anything uglier or actually more cumbersome than vertical blinds. They have that same look as they had in the 80s, those sort of slats that always become discombobulated when you go to open them. They're very heavy on one side and can be awful. One of the things that I like to use, it's a little bit expensive, but it's called a luminette. And that's something that if you Google luminette, you'll see what I'm talking about. It kind of has the functionality of a vertical blind, but it's sort of like a web. It has a very sheer fabric, kind of like a sheer, and you can get it in any color, although I prefer a neutral color on the window. And it's very light, but it stacks to one side, and it's a great way of covering a window, letting some light penetrate through, but giving you some privacy. And then you don't have those stacked slats that are always, you know, on the ground or bunched up or missing. I would Google luminette. I think that's the best solution. You also, depending upon, you know, where the slider is, sometimes people have a slider to go to an area they don't go out. And then I've treated those as a window. I had some woman who had a slider in her dining room and didn't really go anywhere. There was like a little ledge there with plants. So we just treated that. We didn't replace it. We treated it as a window. We dressed it in fabrics and it was terrific. But for the most part, you'd want that to be functional. So I would try a luminette. I think that's a terrific resource to keep your sliding glass door up to date and modern. Okay, my next call-in was from Gene A., and he's in Martinsville, New Jersey. And it says, I am planning on redoing my bath. Any ideas? Well, we talk about bathrooms a lot, bathrooms and kitchens a lot, and I think they come up a lot. And one of the things I tell you about baths is, typically, especially in older homes where there's not a lot of square footage, it's not that expensive to redress a bath. You know, tile is not that expensive. Tile is mass-produced, and there's the myriad of different choices for tile now is amazing. It's very hard to determine the difference between actual stone surfaces and porcelain tile. Now, they really have done a good job with nice matte finishes. There are many ways that you can go with a bath. It doesn't say if this is a master bath or not. But I'm a big fan of white bathrooms. I really like clean white tile. I'm a big fan of subway tile in as a shower enclosure. I do not like acrylic shower pans. I kind of like real tile on them. Beautiful big tile on the floor is nice. Vanities are very reasonable. If it's a master bath, if there's an opportunity to put two sinks in, I always do that. I think it's great for resale value. You can do a nice furniture quality vanity that's on feet that always looks nice. Lighting's very important in a bathroom, so that's something to consider. I do like individual framed mirrors in a bathroom, so that's something that you can do is go out and buy nice framed mirrors relatively inexpensively, and then put a two-tier light over two-bar light over each mirror, which is kind of a nice thing to do. And beautiful warm tile and nice fixtures, and I think you can have a bath redo relatively inexpensively. Don't overlook the big box stores. They have some great resources when it comes to tile, and it can be done relatively inexpensively. Okay, my next call came from Kyle F., and he's in New Hope, Pennsylvania. This is a Pennsylvania person, and he asked me what's new in backsplashes. Well, glad you asked, because I took a client shopping yesterday in a tile store, and we were looking at backsplashes, and a lot of things are new in backsplashes. I'm seeing a little bit more of metal than I ever had before, and not just sort of shiny metal, but metals that have a bronze look to them, metals that have a brass look to them. I think I'm seeing, and I don't know if it's going to trend or not, I'm seeing a little return of things that have sort of a brassy tone to them. Not a shiny brass, but a matte brass. I saw that a lot yesterday. I see a lot of matte finishes for backsplashes. Carrara is still very popular. Carrara marble, the look of Carrara marble is still popular. Mosaics are still popular. Subway tile or linear probably continues to be the big trend. The 3x6 size tile seems to be quite popular. Glass continues to be popular. Glass inlays, I saw a lot of that, of glass. Matte surfaces, I'm seeing less shiny and more matte surfaces. Even the metals. The metals were metal, but they were dull. So I saw matte surfaces for the backsplash, but lots of choices, lots of colors. Teals were very popular. I saw lots of teals, lots of greens, lots of watercolors, blues and greens in backsplashes. Also, the classic black and white was there as well. Not so much liner bars, not so much molding, not so much roping. A little bit more contemporary. So I would say that was some of the look. Clean lines, linear, and contemporary as far as backsplashes go. All right, well, it looks like we've reached 2:58 and the end of our show. I thank you for tuning in to Modern Design, and I ask you to join us every Wednesday from 2 to 3. Call us with your questions, and I will see you next week with another edition of Modern Design at 10 o'clock and Modern Design 2 at 2 o'clock. Thank you, and have a really good week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Trading is halted at the New York Stock Exchange because of a technical issue. It happened around 11:30 Eastern Time. Meanwhile, the Dow is down more than 200 points. Greek banks have enough cash until the end of the week, and there is also a cap on what Greeks can withdraw daily from their accounts.
We have a 60-euro limit.
That was Jason Manolopoulos, a banking analyst. 60 euros is about 66 U.S. dollars. The head of France's central bank says there will be chaos if Greece doesn't strike a deal with its creditors by Sunday. Federal law enforcement officials are pressing their concerns about encryption before Congress.
We are moving inexorably to a place where all of our lives, all of our papers and effects, all of our communications will be covered by universal strong encryption. And that is a world that in some ways is wonderful and in some ways has serious public safety ramifications.
That was FBI Director James Comey testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders, here to talk about the Mighty Shark. My $5 fill-up with chicken tenders and all-new FLG sauce will have you wishing you had extra rows of teeth to rip your prey to shreds. And my mashed potatoes are so rich, you'll want to swim through them. So stop into any of